Hi everyone, it's Sarah from Kiseko, and I once again find myself speaking to you in this podcast. Today, I'm not going to speak with you in French, but in English. Why? It's simple. In this first episode of the series, What is Happening, I will deal with the international scientific news that just sound normal for me to employ, in this case, the international language, which is English. Moreover, that won't be too bad for you because I know that deep down inside, you wished many times to listen to English in order to improve yourself, but you didn't have really the opportunity to. So now, no excuses anymore. You're not gonna skip this episode and you're gonna listen to it in order to increase your English level and your general knowledge at the same time. Well, let's start with it. Generic, please. The space a futuristic destination? A new species discovered? The most alarming IPCC report was just published? The month of July, the warmer never registered? This last few months, a lot of things happened, and sometimes we can be lost among all this news. But no worries. Today, in this first episode of What is Happening, we are going to explain you all what you have to know about the scientific news of this summer. Number 1. The Spatial Competition. You shall have probably noticed that many billionaires embarked on the spatial conquest. Between Elon Musk, who wants to populate Mars, Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson, who want to initiate space tourism, the space area seems to become valuable and for more than one. If we are speaking about that today, it's because recently things went faster. First of all, we had the one who created Virgin Galactic in 2004, Mr. Branson, who decided to go to space the 11th July. Finally, he successfully returned to Earth aboard Virgin's rocket-powered plane, making him the first billionaire to travel to space aboard a spacecraft he held in hand. Few days after him, he was followed by Jeff Bezos, the boss of Amazon, who traveled in space the 20th July, and like Richard, everything went right for him. The boss of SpaceX is also on the way because he recently announced that he planned many flights by the end of 2021. After all what I said, you could probably draw the conclusion that these three billionaires are just making the same thing, but it's not entirely right. Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson are planning short suborbital flights at the edge of space just 80 or 100 kilometers from Earth, whereas Elon Musk is planning longer trips on board of the ISS. All of that seems magical and even unrealistic. And that's the reason why some people are reluctant about this spatial conquest, because they judge that those billionaires are selfish and should keep their feet on the ground regarding all the disasters that are happening today. Some people also point the fact that these travels are dedicated to a minority of billionaires because the price of those trips is huge. It's estimated to reach 250,000 euros and even more. And at the opposite, others think that these businessmen are savers because if they succeed on making space a living place, so then we won't have to face climate change or even overpopulation. But here again, we are far from the reality. Number 2. A new species discovered. Scientists estimate that more than the two-thirds of the marine species haven't been discovered yet. The reason? It's simple. The more the environment is deep, the more it is difficult to explore it, especially when the natural light is missing. So you can imagine that it's kinda hard in the ocean. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, so the NOAA, has recently led a deep ocean expedition in the New England and in the USA coasts. Within the images taken after this travel, some of them reveal a strange jellyfish which has never been discovered or even described before. The jellyfish was spotted about 700 meters underwater. This creature was described as something which looked like a bloody red floating bird fringed with thin tassels. According to the researcher, this jellyfish may belong to the genus Poralia. Number 3. an alarming IPCC report. The 9 August in 2021 was published the 6th IPCC report, and it was registered as the most alarming report so far. But first of all, let me introduce it to you. This is an important report which deals in part with the climate change. This one requested 2 years and 234 international authors to be written. And the last one was published 8 years ago, so in 2030. It aims to help politics to take the right decisions in several sectors, like for example infrastructures, energies or society, and it also permits to inform and to sensibilize the citizens about the climate and its evolution in a transparent way. If this one is special, it's because it announced a lot of serious events that could happen in the future because of the climate change. In the report, it's clearly said that if we don't act, the situation will probably get worse. They announced a rising water, an increase in heat waves, natural disasters and microbes, water shortages, a decline in agriculture production and more hunger victims, and the point of no return regarding the melting ice caps phenomenon. If we don't act now, all of this will probably happen in the next years. Politics, industries and even citizens like us are all concerned, so we should all take action. Number 4. The warmer July never registered. The global temperature is still increasing and the month of July was no exception. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, so the NOAA, it was registered as the warmer never seen. As a French citizen, I was kinda surprised when I learned it, because here in France it was the opposite. The majority of us felt it as the least warm July that we had in our entire life. The sun was always missing and it was raining a lot. However, if we rely on the average, we can acknowledge that the temperature was 0.94% higher than the global average of the 20th century. Some of you will probably say that one person is nothing. But scientists judged it serious regarding our body temperature, so we have to care about. If the French territory didn't experience that warming, other countries did it, like for example Turkey, which beat its temperature record with 49.1 degrees Celsius, or even the United States of America, which reached almost 50 degrees. Well, that's already the end of this first episode. I hope that you learned a lot of things and that you understand better the scientific news. If you enjoyed it, don't hesitate to subscribe, to share it with your friends, or to write a comment in Apple Podcast. In any case, you can find us and contact us in our website or in our Instagram account. The links are below. It was Sarah from Kiseko.